Hello, everybody. Welcome to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason Rantz. Who's that over there? That's Darren. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really do appreciate all of your patronage and blah, 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 blah. So there's a couple things I want to talk about before I embark on my weekend, which is just desperately needed because I've been so tired all week and I have no idea why. Two things.
Friday, go home.
I'm going to go home soon. Two things. Number one, Governor Jay Inslee and his ridiculous plan to spend $1.1 billion on saving the southern resident orca.
We are one with the orca.
We see the dorsal fins, everything. It's just like, okay. That is so wildly irresponsible. When we have the homelessness crisis that we have, when we have the mental health crisis that we have, the opioid epidemic crisis that we have, the fact that infrastructure for traffic is horrible, where one overturned car creates a nightmare for an entire region, when we've got a point where so much other stuff is wrong, for you to have the audacity to ask for higher taxes to pay for orcas, what is wrong with you? Seriously, what is wrong with you?
Does he think that would look better for his national
picture? I think he does, because he's trying to tie it with global climate change. Here's the deal. Two things. Number one, the environment does not even come up on anybody's radar when they go out and vote. We just had a midterm election. I went back and I looked at the exit interviews, and I wanted to see where the environment showed up. It didn't even show up. People do not vote on the environment. It may be something they care about. And they're willing to say yes to certain things, including higher taxes, so that we can mitigate the effects of climate change. They do not vote on the environment.
But
they do. When they're choosing a candidate, they're not picking them based on environment.
He's willing to spend over $1 billion of our money just to increase his chances of winning the presidency from 0.0001 to 0.002.
Yeah, 0.0. Oh, no. You're wrong. 0.003. I'm going to give him that.
Fine.
It's absurd. Number two, God bless the stupid orcas, even though I don't understand why people are obsessed with them.
But
they're of course,
cool animals.
Okay, fine. Whatever you say. You've never met one, so don't tell me they've got cool personalities.
I went to SeaWorld.
Oh, well, if you like it, why don't you marry one? You know, no one wants to see any fish or any insect or anything go extinct, I guess.
No.
Okay, fine. I'm with you on I don't want to see southern resident orcas die. When did it become the responsibility singularly of Washington State to save the orcas?
Let's make the Canadians do it.
Well, why aren't the Canadians helping? Why isn't this a federal issue? Because they're kind of in our waters sometimes? I just don't understand that. So people
in Spokane have to pay for the orcas.
But I'm just saying, well, how about this? Why isn't anyone in Oregon helping to pay?
No.
Why isn't anyone in British Columbia pay? Like, why would it be up to Washington to cover the costs that he thinks are going to be involved in saving the orcas, which, by the way, some of his plan is not even possible. He wants to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars having to do with the federal dams down, I forget the little creek, whatever it is, down in southern Washington.
Cooley?
No, I can't remember what it was. It's on the Columbia River. I just can't remember what the creek is.
You're on the Columbia River.
Your face is. I just can't remember what the dam is. But in any case, Governor Inslee has no control over
federal dams.
He has no control over them whatsoever. He can do nothing with the federal dams. You know who can? Congress. You know who's not interested? Congress. And so this whole idea that we're going to put money into a program that has anything to do with the dam makes no sense, makes no damn sense at all.
Without the N. That's how you'd spell that.
Yeah, that's how I said it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say damn.
No, exactly. Right.
Yeah, I did it.
I was helping the listeners.
I should have wrote that in my blog. I should have said, it makes no damn sense. That would have been
funny. Then you had been shunned.
Why?
Because there's people out there that they can't handle the puns. They can't.
Okay, fair enough. This is so ridiculous to me.
Puns.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about what Tinder and OkCupid are finally deciding to do. Welcome back to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason. That is Darren. According to LMT Online, which is based out of Texas, they say we faced a new height of dating app fatigue. Even the online matchmakers have given up on finding you a soulmate. It's not that you're hopeless. You're wonderful. You're a unique snowflake. So unique, in fact, that you should keep swiping and stay single as long as possible. They go on to say, if you've seen ads for OkCupid or Tinder recently, you might notice something conspicuous. There's little mention of love or partnership. Instead of trying to convince users that the perfect match is just a click or swipe, a wink, or way, OkCupid and Tinder are touting the joy of meeting new people yet remaining unattached. Both brands are advertising in high-traffic areas in Washington. OkCupid has its edgy DTF ads, downturn bleep, at select metro stations. Yeah, 40. And Tinder's video ad cycles through huge screens on the side of Capital One Arena. Tinder's ads show a gaggle of diverse young people throwing their hands in the air and roller skating under a dreamy pink and blue neon lights, as if footage from a night out has been put through the Amaro Instagram filter. Single is a terrible thing to waste is superimposed over the carefree images. They skate in single file, alone together, no one holding anyone's hand. Okay.
It's obvious why they would want this.
I yes, because there is a weirdness of young people who are using these apps solely to hook up and have you know, one night stands or find a friend with benefit.
That seems instead to be what Tinder is.
Yes, instead of wanting to find like someone to date long term.
Unwritten message when you're using Tinder, it's not to
which is date. Annoying for the people who are still technically millennials but at the higher age of the millennial thing. And like someone like me, I use some of the, I don't use OkCupid, I'm on Tinder. I don't like OkCupid because that one I found is like almost exclusively now for hookups. We're like, I'm looking to date people because, you know, my hours don't allow me to go out at night and go to traditional places to meet new people. And, you know, especially when you're in the gay community, I don't necessarily like gay bars because I don't like bars, period. I certainly don't like gay bars any more than I would like any other one. And it's hard to figure out who's gay. And so it's much easier when you're on an app that indicates, yeah, this person is, you know, batting on the same team as you are.
Significantly easier.
It's just so much easier. Because it's the worst is like when you're kind of into someone or you think you are, you're attracted to someone at a bar, let's say you go to, like, or a coffee shop. Are you gay? Like you're trying to figure this out.
And, awkward.
Yeah, but this is what you do. You never approach the person unless you're certain.
Yeah.
And there are some ways that you become certain, whereas if they're clearly looking at you and smiling and you're doing like a normal thing that would happen at a bar. But other than that, then you're looking for cues, right? You're like, okay, or clues or cues that they're gay. Like, oh, they're reading a book. What are they reading? And you're like, oh, that might be a book that a gay person might read. And then you look at their sense of clothing, which
profiling?
Is harder. But you have to profile. You have to profile.
Do you like have to be more pronounced with your gazing just to kind of send
I don't know because yeah. I don't do any of that. And yeah. I've been lucky in the people that I've met previously. I've known it from the beginning. The person who I'm currently interested in, I didn't realize was gay.
Oh.
And now all of a sudden I'm like, oh,
that's
okay.
A
and then
surprise.
But now we've like progressed a little bit. But it's just like, it's not easy. And so it's kind of annoying that Tinder and OkCupid are advertising this way because they're just bringing in more people who exclusively want just the hookups. Whereas right now, you know, it's different in that clearly all of these apps, all of them, are trending in this direction naturally as a result of the people using it.
Yeah.
But now you're hastening it to go down that path by advertising it that way.
Well, you don't want people, like, if you're Tinder, it's better if people aren't finding their soulmates because then they're returning to
yes, you want them on your platform as long as humanly possible. And I get that. But if you're also advertising the, what is it, Tinder Gold or Tinder Plus? Whatever the premium service is where you pay. And I think that comes with. I know, you don't need to know. This is where we need Jacob a little bit. I think, let me just go look what it is. I think what it is I don't remember the cost of it because I'm not a member, but it gives you unlimited swipes and it crashes. So never mind. It gives you unlimited swipes. I'm certain of that. And
there's limited swipes?
Like if you swipe too many times to the right, which indicates you're liking someone, they put a cap on. I don't know
people
what the cap is.
People have automated it like with devices.
They're just constantly doing it. So there's a cap on that. You get a number of super likes. Right now, you only get one every like 12 or 24 hours, something like that. And I think they give you four or five things. And I think you can change your location on it. Okay. And they charge you for that. So if you're no longer going to use this for a permanent mate, then why would you pay anything at all?
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
You pay for the ability to find your mate faster. Are you going to pay $20 a month or whatever it is a month so you can hook up faster? I guess.
Yeah.
Are people going to pay for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, guys will.
Guys will. Yeah, that's true. I do wonder if it, and apparently it's backed up by data that women and men are generally doing the same thing on these apps. Maybe they go about it in a different way, and there's a slight variance in the percentages, but women, just like men, are using these sites to hook up.
I mean, it's slightly different the way they use it.
Yeah, I'm saying there are slight differences. Yeah. I'm just saying they're all perverts.
Yes.
All right. Well, enjoy your perverted weekend, everybody.
Okay. Bye, perverts.